In the current daf, we begin Masechtas Brachas. We start with the first perek on daf Beis, perek Me'emesai. The Masechtas is discussing the halachas of Brachas, which is the sense of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. It includes different halachas of Tefillah and Bracha. And it begins with the first mitzvah that every bar mitzvah boy has, which is the first mitzvah everyone's obligated in, which is the mitzvah of Kriyishma. And specifically, our Mishnah begins with the pasuk that says Vishnantam Levanecha Bidabartabam, Bishivtacha Bivesecha, Ovalechtach Baderh, that you should recite the parashah of Kriyishma when? Bishachbachov Kamecha, when you're laying down to sleep, and when you're getting up in the morning. So our Mishnah will qualify Vishachbacha, what is the definition of when one is going down to sleep? What is that time period of sleeping that one could say the evening Kriyishma? The Mishnah begins, Me'emesai Kurinishma Ba'arim. From when can one recite the evening Kriyishma? In a sense, asking, what is this man of Uvishachbacha? When is this man of Shchiva, of laying down? So the Mishnah says, Mishosha Kahanim Nachnosan Lecha B'Chumasim. From the time when Kahanim enter to eat their Chumah, which is that Kahanim that became richly impure, that became Tame, and then they go into the mikvah, they have to wait till it's sundown, and then their time comes when they could eat Truma. And the Gemara is going to explain when is exactly that time period. It's the period of Tzeis HaKechavim, when three stars come out, that's when they could finally eat their Truma, after they tabled in the mikvah. And that is the same time when we could begin to say the evening Kriyishma, that's considered the time of Shachbacha. However, up until when can one say the evening Kriyishma? That is going to be a three-way machloikis in our Mishnah. And the first sheet is Ad Soif Hashmur Rishayna Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says it's until the end of the first watch of the night, which is that the Gemara is going to explain the Daf Gimel, that the night is split into either three or four parts. And the Gemara there says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's split into three parts, which means if the night is a perfect night of 12 hours, that means after 4 hours of Shoizmanius, of halachic timing, so that's up until the time, so let's say from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., that's when you could say Kriyishma. However, from then on, from after that, the time has bypassed, because that's not considered anymore Ubishachbacha. People are not laying down to sleep anymore. People are already sleeping. That's not called Bishachbacha. However, before that is also not Zman Shchiva. So therefore, someone that reads before Tzeser Kechavim, before the Kahanim eat their Truma, he's also not Yotze Hischiv. To which Rashi discusses an interesting question. So then why do we say in Beis HaKnesses sometimes, before it's night already, for example, by an early Shabbos, why are we saying Kriyishma? And that is because he says from the Yerushalmi to be oimid from in Tefillah from Divrei Torah. And that's why he says that if someone did say Kriyishma before it says a Kavim, it's a chayv on him to say from when it gets dark. And he says that Kriyishma of the first parasha that he says in Kriyishma Alamita, his Yaitza, however, this is hotly debated in the Rishonim, and specifically in Tosfos over here, if that is actually the case. However, the idea is that Rabbi Eliezer says until the end of the first watch, that is until 4 hours into the night, that's when one could say the evening Kriyishma, because that's called Vishachbach when people are laying down to sleep. However, the Chacham say that only up until midnight, as the Gemara is going to explain where they get that time period from. And the third sheet is Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Atshayala Amor HaShachar, until the light of dawn, one can say Kriyishma, which in a sense means that you could say it the whole night, that's considered Bishachbacha, as Rashi later on the Gemara says, that the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer is, how do we define Bishachbacha? Is Bishachbacha, like Rabbi Eliezer says, when people are actively going to sleep, which is only up until 4 hours into the night? Or is it, like Rabbi Gamliel says, that Bishachbacha means the entire time that people are actually sleeping, which is the entire night? However, the Chacham that they say up until Chatzais, the Mishnah is going to explain now where they get this middle ground of midnight, which seems to be neither here nor there. So the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this machlekes of Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham. There was once it happened that the sons of Rabbi Gamliel came back from a banquet. They told their father, we didn't say Shema. Like his shita was it up until the light of dawn, if it's not that yet, even though it's the middle of the night, you still have to say Kriyishma, which means the whole night. And then he explained himself, and he says, not only this did the Chacham say up until Chatzais, but really the mitzvah is the whole entire night. In a sense, the Chacham really agreed to me that really whatever they said it's up until midnight, the actual mitzvah is up until Amud HaShachar. Now the Mishnah brought two examples to his sons, that Hector Chalavim Veivarim, the burning of the different fats and the limbs of different kabbonis, mitzvasna achayala murashacha. Their mitzvah is really essentially the whole night that one could bring them up onto the mizbeach up until the light of dawn. And similarly, b'chol anacholim liyim echad mitzvasna achayala murashacha. All the kabbonis that are eaten for one day, their mitzvah is up until the light of dawn. As Rashi says that we have, for example, Kamachatas and Ashem and the Kvasim that come on Shavuos and Menachas and Toida, their mitzvah is to eat one day. That's how long you could eat it for. In a sense, really, it's up until the light of dawn, and then afterwards it becomes nicer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Toida lo yanich mimen adbuk, you shouldn't leave it up until the morning. And all the Kabbans are learned out from Toida. So imkein lomar amar chachamat chaseis. Why did the chacham say by kriyishma and by the eating of kachim that the mitzvah is up until chaseis? If we know, like Rambam is saying, like I say, that the mitzvah is the whole night up until the morning, and the reason is the chacham had a purpose for this. It was kadei laharchik adam min aver, because they wanted to distance a person from aver, and that's why they made it forbidden to eat before the time, so that a person should not come to eat it after the proper time, after Amud HaShachar, because then he'll be chayav karis. So they put in a protective measure, as Chacham are wont to do, and therefore they said you can't eat it past Chatzais. Similarly, by Krishma, they wanted to be mazar as a person. They wanted him to be on watch, that he shouldn't say, oh, I have time, and then during the time he'll go to sleep, he'll get busy, and it's already going to be after Amud HaShachar, and he's going to miss it. However, be'etzim the chiyav is the whole night, like Amlil says, and therefore he says that although the Chacham instituted, and that's how you should do it, maybe, before Chatzais, but if it's 3 a.m. and you didn't say Krishma, you came back from the Chasna light, you should still say Krishma, because even the Chacham agree that essentially the mitzvah is the whole entire night. So we see from our Mishnah that when we begin the evening Krishma, V'shach B'chol begins when the Kahan can eat their Truma after they tevled, after they were Tamei, that's the time of Tzeisa Kachavim. Up until is about 3 Ramachlaikis, Rabbi Leza says, up until 4 hours into the night, at the end of the first Mishma. The Rambam Leil says up until the whole morning, until Amud HaShachar. Chacham essentially hold the Rambam Leil, but they say that it's until Chatzais, because as a protective measure, that a person should not come to miss out this man of Krishma. So now the Gemara questions the first thing that our Mishnah did. The Mishnah began Me'emesai. From when do we begin the evening Krishma? So the Gemara asks, Tana Heichikoi, Diktani Me'emesai, what is the Tana referring to? Meaning, where did he end, that now he's starting? And he's explaining it, that where do we ever say that there's an obligation to say Krishma? Now asking, when is the time of Krishma? Who said there's a mitzvah of Krishma? V'su, ma'ishna d'toni ba'arvis b'reisha, listen to shachis b'reisha. Why do we say the evening Krishma first? We should say the morning Krishma first. And the reason is because we find, for example, by Karban Toida, that's the first one that's brought. In other words, we start with the morning. That's where a person's day starts. So why would we say the evening Krishma first as a halacha and then the morning Krishma? So we have two questions. We have, first of all, we should have first said that there is an obligation and then explain the obligation when it starts, and we don't. We just say when it starts. And similarly, why do we say start with the evening Krishma, not the morning Krishma? So the Gemara answers both questions with one answer, and that is Tana Akrokoi. The Tana is going on the Pasuk. And as we know, that Teresh Ba'peh is just an elucidation, an elaboration on Teresh Biksav. And this is our Masorah that we have, that we know that you wouldn't understand the Torah Shabbiksav without the beer, so to speak, of Torah Shabbat. And therefore, from the Pasuk is where the our Tana knew that there was an obligation to read it and the order. The Chsiv, B'shach B'chov Kamech, it says in the Pasuk regarding the obligation to say Krishma, it says that you should say when you're laying down to sleep, and then it says when you're getting up in the morning. V'hachi Ketani, and this is what our Tana was saying, that Zman Krishma D'Shchiva Emas, the evening Krishma, which is the first one that it says in the Pasuk, in the Torah, which everyone knows, the Torah Shabbat is not coming to teach us things that are written in the Chumash already. That evening Krishma, when does that begin? That is Mishor Shekahan Nechnas Lecha B'Tshumah, and that's the time when you can enter to eat their Tshumah. That's where our Mishnah begins. The Torah Shabbat begins where Torah Shabbat Ksav ends. That's one answer. The Gemara says, V'ibo Yisema, or else another answer on the second question, regarding that why do we begin with the evening Krishma, we should start off with the morning Krishma. Yolof Mibriyasa Shilalim. We learn that now from the creation of the world. The creation was first evening and then morning, and that became one day. So therefore, as we see from creation, that's always the order. In the Jewish calendar, we know that we start Shabbos and we start Yom Tovim. It begins in the evening of the day, and therefore that's why we start with the evening Krishma first. However, on this second Teretz, the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, that we always begin with evening and then morning, so Sefer, regarding the Sefer that we have in Daf Yad Aleph, the Ketani that we learned regarding the Birchus Krishma, that B'shachar Mevarach Shtayim Lefaneh V'achas Lacharah, that in the morning, our Birchus Krishma, we make two brachas before Krishma, one bracha afterwards, Be'erev Mevarach Shtayim Lefaneh B'shtayim Lacharah, and that by Meir of time, we make two brachas before Krishma, we have two brachas afterwards. So listening to Arvas Bereisha, we should say the evening Birchas Krishma first, and then the morning. You said we always say evening first. So why are we going? So by Kriya Shema, you said we say Kriya Shema of evening first, then the morning Kriya Shema. But then later on, the later Mishnayos, we first, when we're talking about the Birchas Kriya Shema, which are the brachas that we say in davening before and after Kriya Shema, we first talk about the morning and then the evening. But you said that we always do as we learn that from the creation of the world. In other words, regarding the first teretz, we have no problem because it was a specific halacha b'shech b'chov kamecha learned out from Kriya Shema, but Birchas Kriya Shema or anything else, correct, you do morning and then evening. But according to the second teretz, that it's a generalistic statement that you always do evening first, why do we do the morning Birchas Kriya Shema first and not the evening? So the Gemara answers, correct, we always do evening first. And that's why Tana Pasach Ba'arbas, our Tana, the Mishnah over here, began with the evening Kriya Shema. And then we learned on Daf Tes, we learned the morning Kriya Shema, which was Me'im Masekar in the Shema B'Shachris. However, Adekoi B'Shachris, Parish Mila D'Shachris, but once they were already discussing the morning Kriya Shema, they already explained the morning Kriya Shema, which is its Birchas Kriya Shema, which is part of the Kriya Shema recital. V'hadu Parish Mila D'Shachris, and then we went back to explain the evening Kriya Shema, it's Birchas Kriya Shema, but in a sense, really, we always do evening first. But once we already talk about the morning Kriya Shema, so we explained it already with all its brachas. And then we went back to say the evening Kriya Shema, it's, and regarding its brachas. Now the Gemara, so we have over here from the Gemara that we saw that we begin Kriya Shema in the evening. We have two sources, either from V'shach V'chav Kumecha, or we have a generalistic statement over here V'yivayker. And now the Gemara goes back to the statement of the Mishnah, which was, when do we begin the evening Kriya Shema? Amamar, it said in the Mishnah, from the time when Kohanim entered to eat their Truma. So now it seems a pretty statement that it's avoiding the point. So the Gemara asks, Mechti, Kohanim emes kachli Truma, when do Kohanim eat Truma? Mishas tzeisek achavim, that's when the stars, three stars come out. That's when they could eat their Truma. So listen to Mishas tzeisek achavim. So just say it straight out. Meimes ankar neshama ba'arvin. From Tzeisek HaChavim, when the stars come out. Why do we have to say a roundabout way at saying it's the time where Kohanim eat their Truma? So the Gemara answers, correct. Milsa Agav Orcha Kamashma, we wanted to tell you a halach in passing that Kohanim emes ka'achli b'truma. When do Kohanim eat their Truma? That is Mishas Tzeisek HaChavim. That's from the time when the stars come out because that's the end of the sunset as the Gemara is going to show from the Pasuk. And therefore, v'hokamashman, the chiddush that we're telling you is the kapara loy ma'akva, that atonement kapara, that when a person has to bring a carbon, that's not ma'akiv, although it is for kachim, that if a person has certain tumma or certain things that he needs to have for his kapara, he needs to have a carbon that's brought on the following day. For example, a zav, he has to bring a carbon the following day, and he can't have kachim before that. However, for his truma, it's enough that he tayvled and he waited till after sunset. That it's already Tzeisek HaChavim, he could eat his Truma. That was the Chiddush we were telling you in a roundabout way by knowing it, that's the Zman of Tzeisek HaChavim, that he doesn't have to wait for the following day. And the reason is, K'detanya, as we learned in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk regarding after the Kayan already tabled himself, in the Mikvah it says, Uvo HaShemesh V'tar, that when the sun comes and the day has passed, which tells you that regarding the Pasuk over there, which talks about that, and then afterwards it says, V'acha Yechem and HaKadshim, afterwards he could eat from the Kadshim, which actually refers to Truma, Ki Lachmehu. Then he could eat his truma, so he explains, Biashim Shemekvasam Lecha Betruma, that only the setting of the sun holds him back from eating the truma. Vein kaparosim akvasam lecha betruma, but his kapara, the carbon that has to bring the following day, that does not hold him back from eating truma, it only holds him back from eating kachim. And that's the chiddush that our Mishnah wanted to tell you, that it could have said straight out Tzeisek HaChavim, but he wanted to tell you that the koyin zman of his process of tvila and Tzeisek HaChavim, and then his carbon which brings the following day, that the zman of the evening Kriya Shema is the time of the time when the Kohen eats his Truma. So obviously, we're talking about evening Kriya Shema, means the time of Tzeisek HaChavim, that's when he could eat his Truma, and you don't have to wait for the following day. That's what we're alluding to in our Mishnah. To which the Gemara asks on this, Umimai dahai uvo HaShemesh b'yis HaShemesh. How do we know when we interpret that pasuk, uvo HaShemesh v'tar, that's when the Kohen could eat his Lachmahu, he could eat his Truma, it's at night, that uvo HaShemesh means that the setting of the sun, and Hai V'tar means Tar Yoyim, that it was cleansed, means that the day was cleansed, in other words, that the day was passed. How do we know to interpret the Pasuk like that? Maybe, and this is where we turn the Amit to Amit Beis, Dima Bias Arihu, maybe it's the coming of the light. As Rashi says, it's the light of the sun that comes on the eighth day in sunrise. And then Umay Vitar Torah Gavruhu. What does the pasuk mean that it'll be cleansed? It means the person will be cleansed because he'll be mitar himself by bringing his karbans, and then he could eat it. How do you know to interpret the pasuk Uva Hashemesh is the setting of the sun and not the coming of the sun rising in the next morning? And Vitar meaning the day is cleansed, meaning at night, and not Vitar meaning that the person will be cleansed, that after the sun has risen on the next day and he's brought his carbon, that's when he's pure, and then he could eat his truma. How do we know that it's even at night, not the following day? So I'm a Rabbi Bar Shila Im Kain. If that was the case, that when it's said in the pasuk Vitar, that it would be a commandment saying that he should be Matar himself, and it wouldn't be the day cleansing, let the pasuk say that he should cleanse himself would be an active commandment. My v'tahar, what's this that it says that it will be cleansed in the passive way? Tahar yoyma, it means that the day will be cleansed. And the Mefarshim explained that although sometimes v'tahar could mean the person should cleanse himself, but if it can mean both the day and the person, and it'll be ambiguous, it should have been more specific and said Vayitar, and he should purify himself. For the fact that it left it in that terminology, obviously it's referring to the day, and that it means that after sunset, after the Tzeisek Chavim, when the stars come out, the Kohen could eat his Truma. And the fact that we find that cleansing going on a day, we find people say that statement, the sun has set and the day has cleansed. It's a terminology of that the day has passed, it's not here anymore, and therefore that's how we translate the pasuk referring to sunset, and that's when the kohen could eat his truma. The Gemara continues with this statement that b'marava had the Rabbi Bar Rav Shila lishmilu. When Eretz Yisrael, they didn't hear about this statement that he said how to touch up the pasuk to show that it meant that nighttime and not the following day. And therefore, boilum and boy. So therefore, they had this question: Hayuva Hashemesh be a shimshehu umay v'tar tar yemehu. Do we understand the pasuk of the sun coming? It means the sun setting, and the cleansing. It means the day cleansing. Maybe it means this, the coming of the light, which is sunrise. And what does it mean, cleansing? It means the person should cleanse himself, means on the following day. And but then they resolved it from a braisa. They didn't have proof from the pasuk itself, but they proved from earlier Tanoim that this is the way they understood it, which the braisa we're going to quote in a little while. It says in the braisa, similar dabra, that a sign for this, that the time of Krishma is the time when Kohanim eat their truma. When is that? The Brisa says, that's Seisa Kachavim. So Shema Mina, so we learn that from the Brisa at least, that B'yash Shimshehu, Umay V'tar Tar Yomhu, so those, the Amayram and Eretz Yisrael, were able to prove from the earlier Tanoim that they obviously held it, when do Kohanim eat their truma? It's by Seisa Kachavim. So obviously they interpret the Pasuk, V'o Hashem, which means the sun is setting, and V'tar means that the day has cleansed, and that's the end of the day. So we see from our Gemara that when we begin the evening Kriya Shema is from the Pasuk of B'Shachbacha. That's the time when the person lays down to sleep. And that is the time of Tzeisek Echav, when the stars come out, which is the same time as when Kohanim eat their Truma. And that's learned out from the Pasuk of Bo HaShemesh V'tar, that it's when the sun is setting and that the day has cleansed. That's when we know that a person could eat his Truma. And that's the same time our Mishnah says that when a person can begin his evening Kriya Shema. Now the Gemara discusses our Mishnah that said the beginning of the Zman of the evening Kriya Shema is Amamar. Again, Mishosha Kahan Nechnasan Lecha B'Chamasan, from the time when the Kahanim enter to eat their Truma. Now the Gemara is going to ask from three different Brises which seem to contradict or at least be a different opinion than our Mishnah regarding the time when the evening Kriya Shema begins. V'rimino. We learned in the Brisa, Me'imisai Kori Neshema Ba'abim, from when do we begin to say the evening Kriya Shema? So the Brisa says, Mishoha'oni Nechnas Lecha Pita B'Melech, from when the poor person enters his house to eat his bread and salt, which is that a poor person is somebody that he can't afford to have candle lights to light up his house, and therefore he's going to eat his meal early, and up until when? Until the time when he's getting ready to eat to end his meal, to get up, that he finished it already. So the Gemara says, the end of that braisa is obviously and definitely arguing on our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah we learned that it's either like Rabbi Eliezer or the Rabban or Rabbi Gamliel, that they say B'Shachbacha is the beginning of the Zman of Shechiva, and therefore the earliest Zman in the Mishnah was until 4 hours into the evening. But here a poor person that's getting up from his meal, what does he eat, for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? That's a very short Zman of when you could say the evening Kriya Shema. So that's definitely not like our Mishnah. However, the question is, Reisha Milema Pliga Masnita, do we say that the Reisha, which it says that it's the time when the poor person eats his meal, that does that argue in our Mishnah, which is the time when the Kohen eats his Truma, which is Tzeisek Echavim, maybe the time of Ani is earlier? So the Gemara says, Loi, Ani V'Kohen Chad Shiyuhu, it's not a contradiction. The time when the poor person eats his daily meager meal, when it has to be a little bit early because he doesn't have candlelight, is the same time when the Kohen eats his truma, which is tzeisik achavim, which is again not so dark, obviously, and that's the same time of tzeisik achavim, and therefore it's not a contradiction. Now the Gemara says v'minu to say that the time of ani and koyin is one shear will ask a contradiction. We learned me'emesai maschil and likris kriyishma ba'arvis. We learned in another brayso from when you begin to say the evening kriyishma. Mishosh b'nei adam nechnasin lechol pitan ba'arvis shabbosis. The Rebbe says from when people eat their Friday night meal. Which is, it's also a little bit earlier because people are quick to eat the meal because everything is already prepared as one of the dinim of Kavod Shabbos. The whole meal should be prepared. We know that we say Shalom Aleichem, the Malachim give a brach, everything's all ready. So Meir says that's when the time of the evening Kriyishma begins. The Chachamim Oimrim, Mishosh HaKan Mzakoyin Lecha B'Trumasan, which is the same Zman that was brought in our Mishnah, which is when Kahanim merit to eat their Truma, which is the Brisa recorded just before. That similar davar is tzeisik achavim, a way to remember what is that time when Kamek could eat their truma to begin the evening Kriyishma is when the three stars come out. And they said, v'av pishen rai ladavar zeich ladavar. Even though there's no proof to what we're saying, that the day ends at tzeisik achavim, however, there is a way of a zecher, a way of, so to speak, to remember this, that would seem to be somewhat of a raya. And Taisa says that although the raya that's going to become would seem to be a complete raya, that the day ends at tzitzik chavim, it's not, because it's not specifically talking about kriyishma. The Chum bring their proof, Shenemar, says regarding the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, V'anachnu isim b'malacha, we were doing the work to build the Beis HaMikdash, V'chetziam machzikim b'ramachim, half of them were holding spears, Me'alois ha-shachar at tzitzik chavim, from the break of dawn, until the time when the stars came out at night. Vayman, it says in the pasuk, v'hayulanu halayla mishmar, v'hayyem malacha, that the night was for us a watching on the Beis HaMikdash, v'hayyem malacha, and the day was working. So we see from here that the day ends at tzeisik achavim, which seems to be a riot to what we're saying, that the Chacham said, and therefore, b'shach b'cha, the time of the evening Kriyishma begins after tzeisik achavim, not like Rimea said, that it's the time when people eat their Friday night meals, which is a little bit earlier. So the Gemara asks, "My Va'imer, why did the Chacham have to bring a second pasuk to show that the night ends at Tzeisik Chavim? The first pasuk seems to show that it went Me'alois HaShachar Tzeisik Chavim, that the day ends at Tzeisik Chavim. Why did they have to say the second pasuk of V'Hayulanu Halayla Mishma V'Yom Malacha?" So the Gemara explains, "V'Chitema Michi Arvish Shem Shaleliyah." And if you want to say that maybe it's not a raya, that maybe already when it was already sunset, which is before Tzisik Chavim, when the sun is setting, that then it's already nighttime. V'inu de mechashchi, but they went and they did later, and they worked even at nighttime, which is from Shkia Sachama until Tzisik Chavim. Umakadmi, and they worked earlier. In other words, they got up before it was day. And maybe day only starts at Netzachama when the sun comes out. And they were working ready from Alois HaShachar, which is about 5 mil earlier, which is, some of Farshim say, around 90 minutes. So maybe it's not a proof from there. Tashema, that's where we brought a proof from the other pasuk that v'hayulana halayla mishmer v'hayim malacha, specifically that when did we work? When was the malacha? It was dafka during the daytime. So we see that when they worked from Alois HaShachar till Tzitzik Chavim, that was daytime. And that's the zech l'dava that we see that old time, the time that they were working was day, and that's up until Tzitzik Chavim. And therefore, you could only say the evening Krishma from Tzitzik Chavim. So that was the machlekes in the braisa. So, just to explain the question of the Gemara, is that we have two different sheets. We have a Meir that says that it's the time when regular people eat their Friday night meal. That's when the evening Kriyishma begins. And the Chacham says when the Kahanim could eat their Truma, which is Tzeisik Chavim. So the Gemara explains the question was, Kasalka Daitach, the Ani Uvnei Adam Chach Yehu. We thought that the time when a poor person eats his regular meal, which is again, so to speak, the beginning of the night before it gets dark because he doesn't have a candle, and the time when people eat their Friday night meal, is they're also quick to do it because everything's prepared. That's one time. And therefore, the question of the Gemara was, V'yamrit Ani Bekoin Chach Yehu. If you say that, as we resolved early in the Gemara, that the time of when the Ani eats his regular daily meal is the same time as when a Kohen can eat his truma, as it said in our Mishnah, which is Tzeisik Chavim. So Chacham Hain Remeir. So the Chachamim that they're saying that the Zman is the Zman of Tzeisik Chavim is the same as Remeir, who says it's the time when people eat their Friday night meal, because we're saying that they're old Tzeisik Chavim, because we're saying that an Ani and a regular person on Friday night is the same time, and that's the same time as a Kohen. So what's the Machlekes? They're all saying Tzeisik Chavim. Tzeisik Gemara says, Elosh Mamina, Ani Shir Lechud. So obviously, it was not like we resolved earlier that Ani, when the poor person eats his regular daily meal, is one time, and the time when the Kohen eats his truma is another time, and therefore it is different than our Mishnah. Not like we said, Torah Shigmar says, light. Ani the Kohen Chachiru, it could be as we early resolved, that the time of Tzitzik Chavim, when the Kohen could eat his truma, is the same time when a poor person eats his daily meal. But the time when a person eats his Friday night meal, that's not like the time when a poor person eats his meal. And the person eats his Friday night meal, not by Tzesek Echavim, but on the end, Kain is the same share. The Gemara brings the final braisa that contradicts this resolution of saying that on the Kayin, that a poor person eating his regular daily meal is the same time when the Kayin can eat his truma, that it's the same shear. To which the Gemara says, only the Kayin chad shehur, is it really true that on the Kayin is one shear, as we said? However, Rimina, we bring the third braisa. It says, Me'imisai maschil nikrish kriyishma ba'arim. The same question. From when do we begin to say the evening kriyishma? So the first time that says, Mishosh akidish hayoim ba'arish habasas, divir Eliezer. Eliezer says, it's from when Shabbos becomes Kaddish on Friday night, which is from Shkia time, Bein HaShemashes, because it's a Safik if it's day or if it's night. And since it's a Safik, you have to make Shabbos Misafik. That's when the time of the evening Kriya Shema begins, already from Shkia. Rabbi Shua Omer, Mishosh HaKahanim B'Tahar and Lacha B'Trimasin. He says, when Kahanim become Tar to eat their Truma, which is again the same Zman that we had in the previous Brayis and our Mishnah, which is the time of Tzesek HaChabim. The next time, the Remeyer, I mean, Mishosh Shakan Toivlin Lechel B'Trumasin, is from the time when Kahanim Toivl, when they immerse themselves in the mikvah, to eat their Truma. When they're going to Toivl, that time period is the time when you could already say the evening Kriyishma, which the time Rashi says before when they Toivl has to be before Bein HaShemashes, so that during Bein HaShemashes they could have what's called Harav Shemesh, the setting of the sun. They already have to have, as it says in Perek Bamadlikin, that the Zman of Tefillah is before Bein HaShemashes, just a little bit right before. So the Gemara goes on a secondary idea over here, and Amru Lai L'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to Remeya, how can you say that the time of evening Kriyishma begins when Kan Toivl to eat their Truma, which is before Harav Shemesh, it's not the time of Shchiva, it's not Veshach Bacha, they're Toivling when it's still day. And the reason for this is because Rabbi Yehuda Shittasai learns that Bein HaShemashes is around a half a mil before Tzedek HaChavim. So therefore it's a significant time of around 9 to 13 minutes before Tzedek HaChavim, so that's not time when people are laying down to sleep. When Kahanim are toivling, so how could you say that's the evening Kriyishma? The Gemara is going to resolve this at the end of the Amud. The next time that says, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mishosh Ani Nichnas Lechol Pita B'Melech. It's a time when a poor person goes in to eat his bread with salt, which is the like as we had in the previous Brisa, that it said that it's the time when a poor person eats his daily meal. And finally, Rabbi Choy, V'Amri La Rabbi Acha Omer, Mishosh Roiv B'nei Adim Nichnasin L'Hasav. It's a time when most people go to eat their meal, which Rashi says it either means during the weekday or on Shabbos, but either way, it's the latest shear that we're bringing down in this brisa. So the Gemara concludes the question. If you're going to say that the time when a poor person eats his daily meal and the time when the kohen could eat his truma is one shear, as we resolved before, which is the time of Tzedek HaChavim, Reb Chanina, this brisa that says the time when poor person eats his truma, it eats his daily meal, Hayne Reb Yeshua. That's the same Zman of Reb Yeshua who says when the kohen eats his truma. In the same brisa, we have a machlokes of ani and kohen. Elalav shmamino shiur de ani lechud, v'shiur de kohen lechud shmamino. The Gemara says obviously it was a different shear, and although we resolved it before, it's incorrect. It is a machlokes, and the time of when a poor person eats his daily meal is different than the time when the kohen eats his truma, which is the time of Tzedek HaChavim. To which the Gemara therefore asks, which one is later? Which one is later regarding ani or kohen? So the Gemara says, "Mistarbed ani ma'ucha." It would make more sense to say that ani, the time when a poor person eats his daily meal, is after the time of kohen, and therefore it's after Tzedek HaChavim. And the Gemara says the reason is the i'amrit ani muktim, because if you're going to say that the time when a poor person eats his daily meal is before Tzedek HaChavim, so Reb Chanina hain Reb Eliezer, then Reb Chanina is the same as Reb Eliezer, because Reb Eliezer says it's from when Shkia is, when Friday night begins for Shabbos. Between Shkia and Tzedek HaChavim, it doesn't make sense in that time of Bein HaShemashes to make a new Zman. And therefore, if he's before Tzedek HaChavim, he's going to be essentially the same as Reb Eliezer, which is Shkia. And therefore, Allah Shmamino, the Ani Ma'ucher Shmamino, obviously that the time of Ani is a later Zman, and it's after Tzedek HaChavim. And therefore, it's as we resolved it, it's a different Zman than Kohen. Now the Gemara returns to a statement that was made in the Braisa. Amamar, the Braisa had quoted, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda said to Remeya, V'lei kahanim ba'oydem heim toivlin. Kahanim toivlin when it's still day. So the Gemara comments on this. Shabbat kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Remeya. Rabbi Yehuda had a good time according to Remeya. How could Remeya say that you could say the evening Kriyishma when Kohen are toivling, they're immersing themselves in the mikvah, which is a long time before Tzedek HaChavim, it's still daytime. So the Gemara says, Remeir hachi kamalei. This is what Remeir said to Rabbi Yehuda. Mi sabret da'na ben ha-shmashas didoch kamina? Do you think I'm relying on your version of ben ha-shmashas of twilight? Ana ben ha-shmashas Rabbi Yosi kamina. I hold like the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. The Amr Rabbi Yosi ben ha-shmashas keref ayin. Rabbi Yosi says ben ha-shmashas. It's not like you say that it's around 9 or 13 minutes, around a half a mil. And therefore that correct is very early. Rabbi Yosi says the ben ha-shmashas in the blink of an eye. This one comes and this one goes in the blink of an eye. It turns from day to night, and you can't establish it exactly. So therefore, the time of when Kanam Taival is very close to dark, and therefore it is this man of Shechiva. It is Meshach B'cha because it's almost Tzeisik Achavim, and therefore the Kanam would Taival very close to Tzeisik Achavim, and therefore it's not a problem according to Reb Meir how that's considered Meshach B'cha. So from our Gemara we find that at least six different shitas, or possibly five, what is the Zman of Veshach B'cha? When does that begin? We have the earliest Zman is when Shabbos begins, which is the time of Shkia. We have the Zman, the second Shita was when Kalim Toivel, if you hold like Rabbi Yosi, which is a little before Tzeisek HaChavim, that's how Rabbi Meir Shita was. The third Shita is when Kalim Ita Truma, which is Tzeisek HaChavim, when three stars come out. The fourth Shita was when the Ani eats his daily meal, which is a little bit after Tzeisek HaChavim. The fifth Shita was everybody when they eat their Friday night meal. And the last one is when regular people eat every single day, which is obviously later than that when it's already dark. Those are the different shitas that we have in our Gemara regarding when we begin to say the evening Krishma. Now we go to Daf Gimel, where the Gemara ends off this discussion. It says, Kashid Reb Meir Reb Meir. It seems to be an internal contradiction in the shita of Reb Meir, because before he said, that it's the time that Bnei Adam Nechnos and Lechot Pitim Ba'av Shabbos. We have in the earlier Brisa that he said that it's a time when people eat their Friday night meal, which is much later than the time of when a Kohen could eat his Truma up Tzeisek HaChavim. And here he says that it's the time of Tvila, which is even before Ben Hashmashes and definitely before Tzeisek HaChavim. So how can we resolve these two sheets of Reb Meir? So the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi Alib Reb Meir. There's two different Tanoim, and they debate it. Correct. They're obviously a contradiction. And this is a machlek, is what the Shita of Reb Meir was. And similarly, the Gemara asks, Kash Reb Eliezer, Reb Eliezer. There seems to be an internal contradiction in what Shita Reb Eliezer was. And that is because in the Braisa we had, that he says that it's from Shkia, when Shabbos begins. And in our Mishnah, Reb Eliezer says, that it's Meshosha Kam Nechnos Lecha B'Tremasan, which is the time of Tzeisek HaChavim. So therefore, that's much later. So how can we resolve those two shitas in Reb Eliezer? So the Gemara gives the same type of answer. Trei Tanoi, Reb Eliezer, there's two Tanoim in what Reb Eliezer's opinion was. However, the Gemara gives another answer. Reisha lav Reb Eliezer. That interesting, in our Mishnah that it said, the beginning Zman of Krishma, that was Stamatana, that wasn't Reb Eliezer. As Rashi explains, when it says Divrei Reb Eliezer, that was only going on the end. As we had in our mission, we had a three-way machlokes when the Zman of Krishma ends. And Reb Eliezer was only going back on the end of the Zman of Krishma, that it's Ad Sof HaShemur Rishayna. And that's where the Rabbanan argue on him, and they say Antal Chatzais. And because Reb Eliezer, as we said, he says B'Shach B'cha is the time when the time of laying down begins, when people begin to lay down, some earlier, some later, but it's not later than 4 hours into the night. And the Rabbanan, Alagim Gumlil, that they say it's the entire night when people are laying. However, they make a siyag, they make a fence, and they say Atil Chatzayis. Reb Gamliel says he doesn't hold to this fence, and therefore you could say it the whole night. However, the idea is that Reb Eliezer in our Mishnah is arguing on two points. First of all, he's arguing at the end of his Zman of Krishma, which is only up until 4 hours, not like Reb Gamliel and the Chacham. But he's also, according to this Teretz in the Gemara, he's also arguing on the beginning time of Krishma, which is, as we have in the Brisa, that he learns it from Shkia, and not from Tzeisek HaChavim, from the time of Kan Ita Truma. And although it seems like it's one long sentence, it really begins Mishoshkem Nechlez Nochlech B'Trumas, and that's Stamatan. And then it begins the Machlekes, the three Machlekes, about when the Zman of Krishma ends. But Reb Eliezer himself does not agree, it says Yikachavim, rather, as it's brought in this Brisa, that it's the time of Shkiah.